summer breeze that blows. Precious Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, there's peace and triumph when you speak His name. Loving Savior, my sunshine in the midnight, my guiding star that shineth all the day. Smiles hum a happy melody, a liberated soul can sing about being bound for long without looking back and realizing He set me free. Speak His name, loving Savior, my sunshine in the midnight, my guiding light that shineth all the day. Precious Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, there's peace and triumph when you speak His name. Loving Savior, my sunshine in the midnight, my guiding light that shineth
here today.
Yes, Lord.
We believe you. Your promises, Lord. You said where two or three were gathered together, there you'd be in the midst of them, Lord. So we come in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for your mercy, Lord. We trust in your mercy. We're so grateful that you led us to the gospel, Lord. You let us hear the good news. You let us hear what you did on Calvary, how you paid the price for our sins. Lord, we admit freely, Lord, we fall short, O God. We're sinners. We want to be saved by the grace of God. Help us, Lord, today. Save each and every one that's here today, Lord. May you heal the sick.
Yes, Lord.
May you cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. May you fill us with the Holy Ghost. Pour out your Spirit in our midst, O God. Lord, we're expecting you to come and be the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, may you bless the reading of your word now. We commit it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. While we're standing, can we turn to the book of Acts? Chapter 1. The book of Acts.
Amen.
Thankful to be here today.
Amen.
Appreciate the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Book of Acts, chapter 1. I just want to read a portion of this now. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he saith, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into the heaven.
Amen.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be here.
Amen.
I'm glad to be a Christian.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You know, and I was talking to Amber this morning as we were driving here, and I had an experience back when I was a security guard and I was a new Christian, and I worked in a hospital in Philadelphia, we had to do many different duties, but one night there was a woman there who was obviously seemed like a homeless woman, and she was in the lobby, and it was late at night, there was nobody around, and she would go into the bathroom, you know. I mean, I don't really know what she was doing, but somebody above me says, you need to get rid of her. You know, here I am a Christian, you know, and I could feel compassion for this woman.
Amen.
I was like, I don't want to get rid of her. I mean,
that's right.
So I went to talk to her. And, you know, she was obviously troubled and dealing with many different things, and I started to talk to her about Jesus, see, because he is the answer.
Amen.
He is the answer to all of our problems. And so we want to share that, don't we? You know, we want to share the truth that we know. And you know, we can give somebody a dollar, we can give somebody a meal, but what they need is Jesus.
Amen.
See, so what I found out was very troubling to me. She had heard of Jesus before. She had someone that came into her life, and a man that was in her life, and you know, you can question whether it was the truth or not, but I believe she was telling the truth to me, because we were talking for a while, and There was nobody around. It was just late. And so this man had used religion to kind of make her a prisoner to him. And, you know, I was so grieved. I was, you know, that night affected me. I still remember that. And I walked away because I felt like, you know, the way we hear about God, you know, people hear about it in different ways.
True.
You know, and for me, I was so grateful that the way the gospel came to me, I felt was very pure. There wasn't somebody misusing or abusing. You know, people take the letter of the Word of God and they don't have the right spirit and they misuse
it. That's true.
But I felt the way that God gave it to me through my brother Jerry. Jerry was my older brother. Was well, he was the worst one in our family. I mean, he had anger problems. He was rebellious. He didn't want to go to college. My dad wanted all of us to go to college because he never had the opportunity. And he was an Irish immigrant. And he says, "I want you all to go to college," because he saw how that limited him in life, that he didn't have that. So, but Jerry said, "I'm not going." I remember my dad fighting with Jerry, you know, about. So Jerry went into the Marines because he wanted to be a trained killer. You know, he was a little sick in the head, really. And so Sharon's here somewhere. So, but she's heard the story before because it's true. I'm not exaggerating the story. Jerry was, I remember the anger in him. I remember how he just hated to be near my sister. And so he goes into the Marines, and after a few years, he's in boot camp, and then he's after boot camp, he's in his job, and he comes back, and he has a Bible, and he's talking about Jesus.
Amen.
And we thought, oh my gosh, he's in a cult. You know, we didn't know we were in the biggest cult of the world, the Catholic Church.
Amen.
So I remember watching him. You know, see, when you say something about being a real Christian, people watch you.
Amen.
Because they want to see more than words.
Amen.
They want to see something else, you know. Maybe not consciously, but subconsciously, we want to know, are you real? Is this real? Or are you just talking about it? Because a lot of people talk about it. But we, you know, somewhere inside of us, we want it to be real.
Amen.
And I could tell Jerry was sincere. I could tell that he had a lot of regrets in the way he used to be. And one night we're sitting up late, and I'm just shaking my head because you can imagine. I mean, I just remember the way he was, and I wasn't trying to make him feel bad. I was just remembering. And he's sitting in one chair, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sitting on the chair. I'm like, gosh, you were so mean to Eileen. He was really mean to my sister, Eileen. And I'm remembering that, not just because it was a memory. And I look over, and there's tears coming down his cheeks. He said, I was. I knew something happened to him.
Amen.
Something happened to him.
Amen.
He was not the same person. And I look back today, I think he was the first real Christian I ever met. I was raised up in Catholicism. Everybody I knew was Catholic. We lived in Catholic communities, Catholic school, Catholic church. Everybody's Catholic. But how many were Christians? And here, Jerry had a new birth experience, and he was trying to share. My parents were just resisting. Everybody's resisting. But I was interested, and I never thought I would change, but I was interested because I saw something real.
Amen.
And when the gospel came to me, it came pure. Jerry pointed me to Scripture. He never pointed me to himself or something he thought. Amen. When I had a question, when God started dealing with me, he pointed me to the Scripture. And again, I look back at this woman who, she heard about Jesus from somebody that was messed up and pervert. And a lot of people come to Christianity through these perverted channels, you know, that can affect what they believe.
Amen.
If we can see clearly, we ought to praise God.
Amen.
If we know that we have a pure, we feel like we have a pure understanding of the gospel, and we realize that Jesus Christ is God,
yes,
not the second person of God, but He is God manifested in flesh.
Amen.
We should be thankful for that.
Amen.
We should be thankful if we've realized the error of denominational systems. We've been delivered from that. We should be grateful for that.
Amen.
Maybe we did come through a perverted way, but then God opened our eyes to the truth.
Amen.
And He's helped us to keep our balance in the Scriptures and realize, you know, God can use people, but there's only one God.
Amen.
There's only one man that's our example, and that man is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's only one that's worthy to be worshipped, and His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So today I'm happy to be a Christian. I feel unworthy to stand in front of people because I see all my flaws, I see all my faults, and many times I argue with God, really, couldn't you have got somebody else, please? You know, that's just the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we get in His presence, I think He's just wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful doesn't, you know, perfect.
Amen.
He's awesome.
Yes.
He's beautiful.
Amen.
His spirit is sweet and lovely.
Amen.
You know, sometimes when you're in a service, you can feel the sweet spirit of God, you know.
Amen.
It's just like He's walking the aisles, you know. Just, you know, when Tim was singing the song about you can touch Him. You know, I was praying right at that time, Lord, touch us today.
Amen.
But maybe we need to touch Him.
Amen.
With our faith today. So praise the Lord. I have something on my heart. I'll get right to the message. I love to read the book of Acts. You know,
amen,
it's the foundation of the New Testament church.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's the beginning of real Christianity. You know, there was the Old Testament believers, and they did worship God. But the book of Acts church, they could do nothing until they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
They could do nothing until Pentecost.
Amen.
And they needed this baptism of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, you know, said, John baptized you with water, but I'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost. You will be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. That's an experience.
Amen.
It's not just a head knowledge. They look at the disciples, even though they'd been with Him for years, they'd been with Jesus, God, man. They heard the Word of God directly from the voice of God, from the mouth of God in flesh. They heard the Word of God. See? They were firsthand witnesses of God's miracles and His life, and yet they could do nothing without first receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Think of that. You know, it's the same truth today. We can identify as Christians. We can read the Word of God every day. We can pray every day. We can desire to follow Jesus and live for Jesus, and I trust you do today. But we cannot manifest Jesus until we also receive that same experience.
Amen.
That they received.
Amen.
On the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
It's very simple. You can't have the life of God living through you until you receive the life of God in you.
Amen.
It's not about knowing something or reading something or accepting something. It's about receiving the life of God within.
Amen.
You. And that changes us. It makes us different.
Amen.
So what should the New Testament church look like? You know, what should we expect to see? You know, what will God do when there's a people filled with the Holy Ghost? Well, we can look into the book of Acts.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't have to look very far. I don't know why I'm getting some kind of echo, Amber. But praise the Lord. So we need to be honest with ourselves. Can you hear me? Yes, you can. So we need to be honest with ourselves. When we look at the book of Acts and we look at the conditions today, we look at ourselves, I think we can all admit we fall short to that.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Sure. I think we can say if that's the standard, we fall short of the standard.
Amen.
But I don't think that we should let that cause us to doubt. I don't think we should let that cause us to be depressed. I think because we should believe God has promised, I believe, and from what I can see, God has promised that there's going to be another book of Acts.
Amen.
Right, and maybe it's going to be right at the end. Maybe it is a short, quick work. Maybe it is, you know, when the dead in Christ shall rise and we are changed. I don't know when it's going to be, but I have a promise.
Amen.
I don't care what things look like. I'm looking to what God said would be.
Amen.
And I think that's very important. Amen. So we're the last church age, and I believe that that's been promised. You know, again, it may not happen today. Maybe it will happen today, but I believe it's going to happen.
Amen.
That which we've seen the church to be, I believe, was promised for today. And it's not enough for me. I know people could say, well, there's a brother over there in that part of the world, and there's a sister over there, and I heard a testimony there, but I have the kind of faith, I want it here.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he's without partiality, then if we have the same faith they have, then it'll produce the same thing.
Amen.
So I'm expecting, my expectations, I praise God for that over there. I praise God for that over there. Somebody to get a blessing. I love to hear that.
Amen.
But I'm expecting God to be God right here.
Amen.
And that all nine spiritual gifts would operate in this assembly.
Amen.
Without manufacturing it.
Sir.
Without trying to do it, yielding to God and let Him doing it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, what are we expecting? I'm expecting an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I'm expecting God to pour out His Spirit upon us. Another move of God that will take the bride in a rapture.
Amen.
That will move, a move that will climax in a body change. That will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
We can't manufacture that. We can't cause that to be. God has to do that. But He's promised to do it. Do you believe you're part of that?
Amen.
Is there something in you saying, you know, I want to find myself in the Scripture, and when I read about people, when their mortality is changed to immortality without seeing death, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, caught up, right, together with them, to be with the Lord. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Is there something in us that says, that's me?
Amen.
I know people have been looking for Him for thousands of years, but somehow, I can't explain it, I believe He's coming.
Amen.
I believe I'm going to see it in my lifetime.
Amen.
Is there something in us that cries out?
Amen.
See, where we're going to say goodbye to this life. Don't you want to say goodbye to this life?
Amen.
When you say goodbye to this life and you say hello to an immortal, eternal life with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And when He first comes back and He takes His bride away and then He comes to set up His millennial kingdom, don't you want to see that?
Amen.
I want to see Him as King here on earth.
Amen.
I'm tired of the kings we got.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Real believers, I believe, they're weary of the present condition.
Amen.
Tired of the wickedness running rampant.
Amen.
Tired of unrighteousness, spiritual wickedness in high places. We're tired of the constant assault on God and the truth of God and the Word of God.
Amen.
We want Jesus to come back.
Amen.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We want the true King to take His rightful place on the throne, King of this world.
Amen.
Don't you want that?
Amen.
I want that. I'm tired of this world.
Amen.
Tired of everywhere we go, we see filth and wretchedness and wickedness. It's not supposed to be this way. But we get used to the dark. You know, if we turn the lights down, your eyes change, and all of a sudden it's dark, and then it seems to get brighter. Help us, Lord.
Amen.
I don't want to get used to the dark. But we realize that time, that appointed time of Jesus taking His throne, that's a sovereign time of God. It's going to happen in God's appointed time.
Amen.
And when is that time? When is that day? We don't know. I don't know. I don't think we know. I think we hope and believe somehow it'll be now, but really, I mean, we really don't know. Even the disciples back then, we can see in the scripture today, Lord, wilt thou at this time? They wanted it then, didn't they? Wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? They wanted, you know, didn't they? They wanted Jesus to become the king literally, physically at that time. They did not know. They had no clue. We're talking 2,000 years. Amen?
Amen.
They didn't understand the times. And Jesus said, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons. You see, there's a desire in us to know everything, but God doesn't tell us everything.
Amen.
And there's a reason for that.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So we need to accept that. So we can clearly see they didn't know. And they felt, notice, they felt they wanted it to be now. Mm-hmm. They want, why not now? Can't you do it now? You know, we're a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
When we're in a trial, when we're in a test, we want it to be over now. Right? I don't know about you, but trials and tests are hard.
Amen.
We're like, I'm done. Deliver now.
Amen.
Come now.
Amen.
But God doesn't always come when we want Him to come.
Amen.
But He comes at appointed times.
Amen.
He comes at specific times. And this is what I'm trying to talk about today. So, we always want it to be over because it's hard. No one likes a trial. No one likes to be patient. Some people are more patient than others. But no one likes to wait. Right? So the fact is, we live in the dimension of time. And we've talked about this over the years, how if you just picture a line on a piece of paper, you know, that's moving forward. You know, we're trapped in that. We can't stop time. Time keeps moving. Sometimes we can't believe how fast it moves. We look back and we say, well, that happened a year ago. No, that was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Mm-hmm.
That happens to me so frequently that I don't trust my judgment of time anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think something just happened and it was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when did you get married, Tim? 17 years ago? Seems like yesterday to me. I remember that wedding. I remember that wedding. So where does the time go? It just keeps moving. Now what we have to understand is God, and this is what's interesting to me about time, God is not bound by time.
Amen.
Time is a dimension that we're in. So it's hard for us to think of a human being or any being that's not caught in this timeline. But the fact is, at any moment in time, as it goes, God can take one moment and go perpendicular, and for an infinite amount of time, He can exist on a moment in time. Because He's not bound by time.
Amen.
See, we're going this way, this way, this way, and all of a sudden He says, well, I'm going to spend some time on this time. Because I got all the time in the world.
Amen.
See, if you're struggling, how does God hear our prayers? Listen, He's got plenty of time.
Amen.
He's not bound by time.
Amen.
We ought to believe that this being can hear everything we say.
Amen.
When you're desperate for Him, you can find Him.
Amen.
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 And I found that to be true. If I really tear myself away from the things of this life, and I seek Him, I always find Him.
Amen.
He's never failed me. Never once has He failed me. If I just seek Him with all my heart, you will surely find. You know, that's a promise of God.
Amen.
If you seek Him with all your heart. The problem is we get so bogged down, tangled up in this world, we don't rip ourselves away from all the nonsense to seek Him. If you seek Him, you will find Him. That's a beautiful thing.
Amen.
And He'll stop in the timeline of all that's going on, and He'll spend time with just you.
Amen.
That's always incredible to me how sometimes when you get alone with God, it feels like, well, he's just here with me. He's talking to me. How does he do that? Well, he's just infinite. Praise the Lord. Time. Time is a test for us because we're bound by time. But God's not bound by time. So this is a very interesting subject to me, and I just wanted to talk about how God is so infinite. Let's turn to Isaiah. Amber, do you have that? Isaiah 46. She's got it up here if you want to look there. Can you see that? Verse 9, Isaiah 46:9. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else.
Amen.
I am God, and there is none like me.
Amen.
That, I get comfort out of that. There's something about that I love. You know, the Lord our God is one.
Amen.
There's only one God.
Amen.
See, and he's not just any kind of God. I believe he's the God of this Bible.
Amen.
I believe the God of this Bible is God. I believe that Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Jesus of the New.
Amen.
That he is God manifested. How wonderful. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning.
Amen.
What an attribute.
Amen.
I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done.
Amen.
Let's stop for a moment.
Amen.
Let's just think about that. From the beginning, let's just say of time, he can declare the end because he sees it all. He's actually seen, this is hard for us to grasp, he's seen our whole life. I can't, you know, that our little mind just explodes a little bit. We can't understand that. But I want you to know, I believe that. I believe God sees the end from the beginning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. I will do all my pleasure.
Amen.
Listen, God can do what he wants, right?
Amen.
But he's bound himself to his word.
Amen.
To my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, a man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it.
Amen.
You know, there's something about God.
Amen.
When he purposes to do something, he can do it. Now, for me, I purpose to do something, and then I do the opposite. And that drives me crazy. Right? I was supposed to lose 20 pounds last month, and it didn't happen. But I haven't given up. Praise the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? We as men, we can purpose something in ourselves and then we fail. But here's what's wonderful about this being that we serve.
Amen.
He can do it.
Amen.
What he has purposed, he will do it.
Amen.
He has declared, I will do it.
Amen.
You know, I have much more confidence in what he says than what I say.
Amen.
I have much more confidence in his word than your word.
Amen.
And my word. Why? Because he can do it.
Amen.
He has the resources.
Woo!
He has the time. He's got the knowledge and the power. I trust him.
Amen.
Do we trust him?
Yes.
Do we trust him? Now think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I will also do it. This is not a man we're talking about. This is God.
Amen.
This is God. Let's go to Hebrews 7. I want to read something else. Hebrews 7. Don't you love to talk about him?
Amen.
I mean, he's wonderful. He's everything. Hebrews 7, verse 1. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. Now we know what happened is there was a being that looked like a man that met Abraham after the battles. If you read the Bible, you can see it, right? To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Now it's describing Melchizedek. Without father, without mother,
Amen.
Without descent, neither having beginning of days nor end of life.
Amen.
But made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Listen, Melchizedek had to be gone.
Amen.
He had no beginning and he had no end. Really, it was Christ in that human body form, even before Jesus Christ was born on earth.
Amen.
God does what he wants.
Amen. Glory.
He's like, I have to go down and meet Abraham. I'll just raise up a little dust. I'll just jump into that and I'll interact with Abraham.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I love to serve a being like that.
Amen.
Where I can say and really believe all things are possible.
Amen.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Let's go to Revelations 21. Revelations 21, verse 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God shall be with them and be their God. Yes. Verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
It's in the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to that day.
See? Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
No more pain. For the former things are passed away, and he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new.
Hallelujah.
And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega,
Glory.
The beginning and the end.
Amen.
I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely.
Amen.
I want some of that water.
Amen.
I want a drink.
Glory.
Jesus told the woman at the well, Do you want to drink the water that I give? If you drink it, you'll never thirst again.
Amen.
We need to drink from that water that he gives. So what I see, Alpha, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. He is the way, the truth, the life.
Amen.
He is the answer to our problems.
Amen.
Jesus Christ,
Amen.
God Almighty.
Amen.
Aren't you glad to know him?
Amen.
Oh my, what a privilege and honor. Don't let your failures
Amen.
Keep you from him.
Amen.
He wants to be known as your deliverer.
Amen.
He wants to deliver you.
Amen.
Not only from sickness, but from sin, from unrighteousness, from everything that's wrong inside of us. He wants to be our deliverer.
Amen.
He can deliver.
Amen.
No matter what the problem is, he has the answer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
1 John chapter 1. I just want to read a couple of verses here. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested. There's only one form of eternal life. There's only one life that's eternal. That's God's life. One form of eternal. The life, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. I'll stop there. Eternal life was manifested through Jesus Christ. And John was inspired. He recognized it, that Jesus wasn't just a man. He wasn't just a prophet. He was the manifestation of God. As Paul wrote in the New Testament, the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Amen.
Not just a portion, but the fullness. We can't even imagine how he does it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fullness of that God he poured into Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is God.
Amen.
Manifested
Hallelujah.
In flesh.
Praise the living Lord.
That's why we worship Jesus Christ, because He is God. And if by grace we cross over and we make it by the grace of God, we're not going to see an old man, a bloody sum, and a misty cloud. We're going to see Jesus Christ,
Amen.
The glorified Jesus Christ. That's who we're going to worship.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh my.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
There came a time, God's appointed time, when He chose to manifest His life. And really, it wasn't a long time on earth. You know, most of His younger years were hidden. God does a lot of things that are hidden from people. All through time, He did it. So Jesus spent these years growing up, and then His public ministry, we think maybe 3.5 years. Short time. That was God's appointed time for the life to be manifested. And what was the culmination of His ministry here on earth? What did He do that we look to still today? He gave His life.
Amen.
He died for us. That was eternal life made manifest.
Amen.
Was a sacrificial life. Listen, a selfish life is not eternal life. That's another form of life. If we receive the Holy Ghost, if we let the Holy Ghost have preeminence, we will be unselfish people.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Amen.
Help us to see the difference.
Amen.
I want this. I want that. I don't care about other people. I want this. I want... That's not God.
Mm-hmm.
That's not God. You're being inspired by a different spirit. We should say, Lord, cast that away from me.
Amen.
Take that unselfish spirit away from me. Let Your spirit have preeminence.
Amen.
Let that self-sacrificing spirit
Amen.
Have preeminence. There was an appointed time for this manifestation. And there also is an appointed time when He's going to set up His kingdom. There's a time. There's a set time. The problem is we don't know when it's going to be. And we want it to be now. And it's hard to wait. We know it's going to happen. How many believes Jesus is going to come back?
Amen.
How many believes He's going to set up a millennial kingdom?
Amen.
Literally here on this earth, set up for 1,000 years.
Amen.
I believe that, but we don't know when. I don't know when it's going to be. It can't happen soon enough.
Amen.
Now would be a good day. I believe you feel that way too.
Let's go.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Ed.
Woo!
Amen. Right. Praise God. So we don't know the end from the beginning as God does. We don't know all things as God does. But He gives us promises in His Word, and He wants us to believe them. He wants us to rest in those promises, though we don't have it all figured out. He doesn't want us to try and figure it out. Listen, if you follow somebody that tries to figure everything out, they go off. They go off into some intellectual pit of despair because you can't figure it all out. We don't know everything. He wants us to believe His Word. And you know what? He is worthy for us to believe His Word.
Amen.
You just need to have that revelation that the Bible is the Word of God.
Amen.
See, I can't give that to you. I have that. It's in my heart. I don't understand it. Sure, there's things that we can point to that are evidences of that. But in my heart, without all those evidences, I believe the Bible's the Word of God.
Amen.
I can't explain how I came to that. I spent much time praying about that, trying to understand it, and I don't understand it. He gave me faith that this Bible is the Word of God. And I can't explain it. I don't want to debate that, but if someone believes that, then we can discuss the things that are in there. Praise the Lord. Now, so we believe His Word, we trust His Word. Now, and regardless of the conditions that we see, God's Word's true.
Amen.
Glory, Lord Jesus.
This is a very important point. Regardless of the conditions of the day, regardless of the condition of the church, regardless of our own condition, God's Word is true.
Amen.
Coming forth. Amen.
We are to believe God's Word. Let every man's word be a lie, God's true.
Amen.
God's Word is true.
Amen.
So, now, God help us. All right. We walk not by sight, right? The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we believe and we actually walk by things that we can't see, but we believe that are true. That Jesus is going to come back and set up his kingdom. Praise the Lord. Regardless of the conditions. All right, let me just, I'm going to bypass something and we'll, there's never enough time. You know, the disciple, I wish we had a little bit of eternity here, right? All right, so the disciples were not the only ones that were time tested. Like we look back and we say, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom? And then all for 2,000 years, we're looking for him to come. You know, even today, we're looking for him to come today. And I believe that's a sign of a real believer looking for him to come.
Amen.
See? But look at the time of Moses. Let's just spend some time on the time of Moses, because Israel had been in bondage for 400 years.
Amen.
We're talking a long time. So long of a time that you could almost understand if people are like, it's never going to end. Right? Sometimes people are in trials that are a long time and they wonder if it'll ever end. See? But Israel had a promise. God spoke to Abraham that they would be delivered, right? Through a mighty hand. Now, it was God's mighty hand, but he chose to use Moses, right? God's the deliverer, but he did use Moses. He uses prophets. He uses men. That's just the way he does things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the appointed time came for deliverance. And what happens? Moses is born. Now, did all of Israel know the day that Moses was born? No, they didn't. They're suffering. They're in bondage. They're in pain. They're getting whipped and beat. They're suffering. But Moses is born.
Amen.
See, God always does these hidden things. And then they grow. It's like when you first have an experience with God, nobody else knows but you.
Amen.
But that beautiful thing that was born in you starts to grow. It grows and it grows and it grows and it starts to manifest. So Moses was born a little baby. It was a fair child. We'll talk about it for a moment. And so Moses is born, God's chosen vessel for deliverance. He was put in an ark. Now think of the faith of his mother. Now all the male babies were supposed to be killed, right? But the mother had some kind of faith from God. No, this is a special child. I'm going to keep him. I'm not going to let him be killed. And she nursed him for a few months, and then she puts him in an ark, and she lets him go. You know, the hardest thing to do for us sometimes is to let go and put something into God's hands. We want to control it. Do you think how much that mother that nursed that little baby, how much did she want to keep it in safe and protected? It sounded crazy to let go. I have to do, I have to do, I have to do. But faith finally comes in and says, you know what? If I don't let go, I'm going to get in the way. I'm going to kill this baby. I have to let go.
Amen.
Let go.
Amen.
Let go of your loved ones.
Amen.
Put them in the hands of Jesus.
Amen.
You can't save them, but he can.
Yes.
Amen. Now, what we need to have confidence is in our prayers.
Amen.
Prayer changes things.
Amen.
You can throw atomic bombs at the devils all every day. Just throw atomic bombs at the devil, praying for somebody. Pray, storm with prayers, right? And believe that they're effective. Sometimes we believe too much that our human manipulations are the way it's going to happen. I'd rather see God do it.
Amen.
He gets all the glory.
Amen.
So she lets him go in the ark, and he's saved by God. Really, it's a miracle. I mean, when you think about it, a miracle happens that she puts him in the ark and he lands in the perfect place. The crocodiles don't get him. He gets, what is it, Pharaoh's daughter that saves him and takes him as her own. Do you think the mother knew that was going to happen? I don't believe that. She let go completely, and then God took control and he angels are guiding the ark. No, not that way. Alligator over there. This way. Right to the perfect place. Touched her heart. Said, oh. Took the baby in. Praise God.
Amen.
Miracle, really. Yet Israel did not know what was going on. Again, they're in pain. They're in suffering. They're saying, where are you, God? Listen, the answer's coming, but not fast enough. He's only born. They got to wait 40 years until he looks to them. That's a long time. But in God's time, it's not that long. In our time, that's forever. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Remember, we are tested by time. Time is a test for us. We see the promise. God said it. We believe it. Now there's a delay. That's the test. Do you waver in your faith? So,
hallelujah.
Israel didn't know what God was doing. Pharaoh certainly didn't know what God was doing. Right? Moses was raised in the house of Pharaoh. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
It's like, I think my brother Sam Miles told me he was out there witnessing about the message of the hour, and Catholic priests come up, and they were talking about the Bible. And he says, well, we wrote the Bible. You know, the priest. We wrote the Bible. The Catholic Church wrote the Bible. And he goes, nah, he says Moses was raised in the house of Pharaoh. The Bible came up through God. Doesn't mean that it's yours. Woo!
Amen.
God does things in secret without telling everyone. We need to remember that. So Moses comes to you. Let's go to Acts chapter 7, and we'll read a little bit. Stephen, filled with the Holy Ghost, he's recalling this. Something about the Holy Ghost gives you perspective on the past and gives you an idea about the future, right?
Amen.
Acts 7:20, in which time Moses was born and was exceeding fair and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. And when he was a full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. Now, his mother told him who he was, because after she let go, the Moses' sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, hey, do you need a nurse for the baby? Yeah, go get one. And his Moses' real mother became his nurse.
Amen.
She got paid to nurse her child.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God understands financial need, all right?
Amen.
Don't tell me he doesn't understand.
Amen.
And when he was full 40 years old, came into his heart to visit his brethren, children of Israel, and seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. Verse 25. This is very interesting. For he, Moses, supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them. Now, how did Moses knew this? His mother was telling them since he was little.
Amen.
You're the deliverer. You were saved. All these male babies were killed. You were saved. I put you in an ark. I threw you out there. God did this. You're in Pharaoh's house. You're being raised like this. But you're my daughter. You're a child of Israel.
Amen.
And you're here to deliver Israel.
Amen.
So he knew this intellectually in his mind. And he went out and he thought they would understand. He thought they would understand. Many times we don't understand. But they understood not. Verse 26, and the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove. Now you got two brothers, Israeli brothers, fight, and would have set them again at one again, saying, sirs, we're brethren. Why do you wrong one another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, who made thee a ruler and judge over us? Well, God did, by the way.
Amen.
God did.
Yes, he did.
They didn't know it, but God did. Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? Then Moses fled at this saying and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat two sons. Now look at the conditions. Look at the timing of this. So Moses is chosen by God to bring the people out. He tries to take the leadership position, and he fails. He fails. See, God was not finished training Moses. But from a human perspective, he tried to do it, he failed. So many times, God's training us and we don't even realize it.
Amen.
We fail, but God's still training us.
Amen.
Moses failed. There was 40 more years of training yet to go.
Amen.
We're like, oh, aren't you done yet, God? Don't I get it yet, God? No, not yet. So, look at it from Moses' mind. He's like, I was born, miracle baby, saved, raised in fast, mighty in words and deeds. I got all this training. I got all this knowledge. I'm ready. You know, whenever you think you're ready, you're not ready yet.
Amen.
God, I'm perfect now. You can use me. You're not ready yet. You got some lessons to learn. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Verse 40. And when the 40 years were expired, then appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai, an angel of the Lord in the flame of fire in the bush. Sorry. So what do we got? Look at the timing now. 40 years raised in the house of Pharaoh. Then 40 years in the wilderness. All this knowledge goes in, and then 40 years to take it out. It seems like such a waste of time, doesn't it? That's why people look to the stars and say, what a waste of space. They don't have a clue what God's doing. They don't have a clue. I believe it's perfect.
Amen.
It's exactly the way he wanted it to be.
Amen.
It's perfect. So the training is perfect. The 40 years of all the knowledge of the Egyptians, and then 40 years of humbling yourself as a shepherd out there in the wilderness. 40 years, all this. And then what did he yet need? A burning bush experience. The bush that didn't burn. Fire in the bush. He's out there. He's 80 years old. Don't you think Moses is thinking, man, I really believed Mom. You know? I really thought she was telling me the truth. She was such a nice person. Here I am in the wilderness for 40 years, you know. What was all that about? Sometimes when we think it's over, it's not over yet.
Amen.
God's not finished yet.
Amen.
Woo-hoo!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So then something catches his eye and he looks up. What is the attraction on the mountain?
Yes, sir.
Great sermon if you never heard Brother Rand preach. What is the attraction on the mountain? And he looks up there. He gets away from the routine and he goes up and he has a face-to-face meeting with God. He hears the voice of God.
Amen.
Moses. Oh, you need God to call out your name. Every one of us needs a face-to-face experience with God. If you seek him with all your heart, you will surely find him. He will call your name.
Amen.
He'll speak to you.
Amen.
In a still small voice.
Amen.
Say, you're mine.
Amen.
You're mine.
Amen.
Moses, take your shoes off. The place that you're standing is holy ground. Our God is holy.
Amen.
When you don't be surprised when you approach God if he points out some of your unholiness.
Amen.
He's a holy God.
Amen.
He's going to correct us where we're wrong.
Yes.
So Moses takes his shoes off. He doesn't argue. Wonderful thing. And God speaks to him. He says, you're going to deliver the people.
Amen.
He's like, I can't even talk, right? A stutterer. He's like, I'm slow to speech. God gives him two signs, right? If he puts his hand in, right? He took it out, it was leprous. He put it back in, it was whole. Divine healing's always part of the gospel.
Amen.
God is a healer, right? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He has a stick. He throws down the stick. It turns into a serpent. Wow, I never saw that happen before. Take it up. I'd be like, take it up. Hey, do you like snakes? I'm definitely not in the snake handler camp, right? But he took the stick back, and it became a stick again. Supernatural. He goes down to Egypt. Look at this now. After the burning bush, he goes back to Egypt. He uses the gift to confront Pharaoh. And then Pharaoh's got magicians. that put their sticks down too. Of course, Moses' sticks swallowed them up, right? But still, the devil's always got a trick up his sleeve. He's an imitator. The only thing he can't imitate is creation. Creation. The creative power of God. Everything else he perverts. Listen, people think that preaching the word is the third pool, the created. The devil's been imitating preaching since the Garden of Eden. Hath not God said? No, the devil's a preacher. He can preach, but he can't create. He perverts, but he can't create. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, anyway, we see all this happen, and comes to Pharaoh and the magicians had the gift. And what happens out of all this now? After all that he's been through, let my people go. Almighty God says, let the people go. I am that I am. That's his name. Let the people go. Let my people go. Pharaoh says, I ain't let them go. By the way, now they got to make brick without straw. Their burdens increased. I tell you what, it looked like another failure. Failed back then, 40 years ago. Now he tries again. It looks like another failure. Listen, we cannot focus on our failures.
Amen. Amen,
brothers. No person is a failure. Failure is an event,
Amen.
Not a person.
Amen.
We got to keep our eyes on Calvary. We got to keep our eyes on the promises of God. And we got to believe that God is able to deliver.
Amen.
If you're in sin, he doesn't want you to remain in sin.
Amen.
He died to cleanse you from all sin.
Amen.
To take sin away.
Amen.
He paid the penalty for your sin.
Amen.
You don't have to pay the penalty. What you need to do is believe and accept the forgiveness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Acknowledge and accept. He paid it all.
Amen.
He paid it all in Calvary.
Amen.
He paid for me. And get up again. Get up again. Get up again. Let that payment be true in your life. Walk as a child of God that's forgiven before God. Hallelujah. He paid. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washes white as snow.
Amen.
I believe that. You believe that today?
Amen.
Thank God for his mercy. So Moses fails again. Imagine the children, how the children of Israel felt. What a roller coaster ride. Up today, down, up, down. They hear the deliverers come. Moses has come. Great, great, great. We're getting out of here. Moses, when do we leave? Well, we're not leaving. And by the way, you got to get your own straw. You imagine how tired those people were? I think you can understand they weren't too happy about Moses. That would be discouraging. That would be hard. It would be their burdens got heavier before. Sometimes, I'm going to say this, it's going to get harder before we get out of here. We're not going to just go ease, and out of here. The burdens are going to get harder, but deliverance is at the end. The birth pains, what? They get harder before the end. And then the child's born. I never gave birth, but I heard about it. I was there. Praise the Lord. Birth pains. Birth pains. Praise the Lord. Through all of this, God's word's true.
Amen.
God's word is true. What changes is our view. One day we're like, oh, great. The next day we're like, oh no. Oh great. Oh no. Oh great. Oh no. But through it all, really, it's oh great.
Yes. Amen.
Great is our God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, you have a right when everything goes wrong in your life to praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The house burned down.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I've lost everything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
He is the beginning and the end.
Amen.
You know, look at Job. Look what he went through.
Amen.
They thought, man, God must hate that guy. But that wasn't true. God loved him.
Amen.
God allowed all that because he really loved him.
Amen.
You know, we get great trials and we're getting the scripture out. Lord, you said you wouldn't put more on us than we could handle. Right here, God. You said we wouldn't put... I can't handle this. Well, he thinks you can.
Amen.
Not only does he love you, he really loves you.
Amen.
He gave you an unusual trial. He gave you something he didn't give to somebody else. And instead of saying, woe is me, we should say, great is our God.
Amen.
The deliverance will be great. I don't understand how he's going to do it, but great is our God.
Amen.
Great is his deliverance.
Amen.
He's going to show his mighty hand in my life.
Amen.
My children, my loved ones that are running so hard from God, they're going to be miraculously saved.
Amen.
Don't try and figure it out.
Amen.
Just believe what the word says. You and your house shall be saved. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, do we trust him?
Amen.
The key, here's the secret. The key is to not look at any given event or any given day. That's what we do. We look at certain events, we look at certain days, but we're to hold on to the word of God regardless of the conditions, regardless of the results. Trust God.
Amen.
How do you think God feels about one of his children that no matter what comes their way, they praise him and they love him and they trust
Amen.
Him? No matter what he throws your way, you're like, I don't understand it, but I believe God.
Amen.
Deliverance is coming. Jesus is coming.
Amen.
I've already passed from death unto life. I have eternal life in me, and they can take it, this whole world, but give me Jesus.
Amen.
Lord. How do you think he feels about a child like that? Right? How do you think? I think he just has to smile.
Amen.
That's mine.
Amen.
That's mine. That's my boy. That's my daughter. That's my son. Oh, you can make God happy.
Amen.
By standing on his word.
Amen.
Reminding him of his promises.
Amen.
Through it all, God, look at Daniel. You know, look at the ups and downs of his life. I'm trying to finish, but you know, Daniel, he was loyal. He prayed to God three times a day. He was faithful to God. And then these schemers, you know, there's always schemers. But remember, the schemers and the devil is a tool in the hand of God.
Amen.
The devil has boundaries. Read the book of Job.
Yes,
he could only go so far.
Amen.
And if he's allowed to do something, God gave permission. So don't focus on that. Daniel kept his focus on God. So they schemed. They deceived the king and wrote a law. And now if any man prays, they throw him into the lion's den. Look how it looked to Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
It looked bad. He's praying, loyal and everything. Where's God? God, you see these guys? Somehow I believe Daniel was faithful through it all.
Amen.
He's faithful. He's like, Lord, though they slay me, yet I'll trust you.
Amen.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we're not bowing. You can slay us.
Amen.
Go ahead. We're going to serve God.
Amen.
Right? So Daniel gets thrown into the lion's den. Now, wouldn't you like to have been a fly on the wall, right? There's lions, hungry lions there, ready to devour anything that comes down there, right? They probably fed meat that way, right? They just throw it down there.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel, hunk of meat comes flying down, and the lion's just looking at him. Like, you know,
Amen.
I've heard somebody say, maybe there was a pillar of fire right there with Daniel, just covering Daniel, right? And they didn't eat him. And the king didn't want him to die. Don't you love that part?
Amen.
The king's had hope. He's like, Daniel, is your God God?
Hallelujah.
My God is God.
Amen.
So he takes him out of there and he throws those schemers in there with their families. Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? And of course, they were lunch that day. They didn't survive. Praise the Lord. Look at Esther. I could go on and on. I won't go on and on, but
Amen.
I love the story of Esther. I know that there's that sight and sound play of Esther. I'm looking forward to that.
Amen.
We're going to join up with Brother Woosley, and if you want to reserve a room, you can. call his, you can text Junior too to reserve a room. So Esther's a wonderful story.
Yes, it is. Amen.
It's such a beautiful manifestation that God's in control.
Amen.
No matter what it looks like. You know, it looked like Haman, this wicked guy, Haman, was like in control. You know, he was a manipulator and schemer, and he hated Mordecai. He hated the Jews. And, you know, Haman didn't realize Esther was a Jew. God was preparing Esther to save her own people, right? She didn't even realize what God was doing, but God was doing it. And then as it appears, it looks like the king is like this clueless guy, you know? And Haman's manipulating him and passing these decrees and everything. But in the end, God was doing things in the background. Can you imagine how all the Jews felt when the decree came out and says, on this day you can like do whatever you want to the Jews? And all the Jews are like, where's God? Where's our God? And all the people that hated the Jews are like, I'm going to get you. Right? That's the way it was set up. So the Jews knew who was going to come after him on that day. So when the next decree came out, it got reversed. Right? Oh, God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
He likes to set the scene. I believe he's setting a scene right now in this world. He's setting a scene. The conditions look bad. The spiritually things look bad. The wickedness is really bad. You know, people are in pain and suffering, but deliverance is on the way.
Amen.
Deliverance is on the way. We can trust God. We can believe God. We can hope in God. Place your hope in the Lord.
Amen.
Don't place your hope on anything in this world. Everything is going to collapse here. All the kingdoms of the world will collapse. How do I know? I read the Bible.
Amen.
Right? That stone that wasn't made with hands, it's going to hit those kingdoms. Bam!
Amen.
They're all going to collapse. The only kingdom that's going to remain is the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Put your hopes in that kingdom.
Amen.
Esther, perfect timing. John the Baptist, ups and downs. Let me just say, we have many ups and downs. But in the end, we find that God's word is time-tested.
Amen.
We are tested by time, but his word is time tested.
Amen.
What am I saying? You can trust God.
Amen.
You can trust God no matter what situation you're in. Praise God. You know, when I first had an experience with God, 1987, everybody's saying, 1988, John, Lord's coming 88. And I'm like, oh no, I'm not ready. What do I have to do to get ready? Well, you see all these sermons, Brother Branham, you got to listen to all of them. I'm like, I'm in trouble, man. But he didn't come in 88. And then he didn't come in 94. And then he didn't come in the year 2000. And on and on and on. People try. You know, if they predict every day that he's going to come, well, I guess one day they'll be right.
Yep.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
People make a mistake in trying to figure out the timing of God. What we need to do is trust God and be ready every day. Be looking for him every day. Can we read Ecclesiastes chapter 3?
Amen.
I'm going to try and finish here.
Amen.
Beautiful scripture here. There's a time for everything.
Amen.
It really is.
Yes, there is.
To everything there is a season. A time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant. A time to pluck up that which was planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build. A time to weep. A time and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones. A time to gather stones together. A time to embrace. A time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep. A time to cast away. A time to rend. A time to sow. A time to keep silence. And a time to speak.
Amen.
a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
You know, it makes me realize, you know, we can't put God in a box. You can't say it should be always this way, or it should be always that way. You know, everybody has to have a born-again experience exactly like me. No, they don't have to have it exactly like you. Everybody has to have every experience I had. No, I witnessed 7 births, and they were all different. But they all had similar patterns. You know, there was pain, her pain, not my pain, her pain. There was water, blood, life. There, right? The timing of them all was all different. Very different.
Amen.
So don't try to force people to be like you.
Amen.
Don't try to figure out God. Don't try to say it has to be this way, it has to be that way. Look, it's different at different times. There's a time for this and a time for that. Then let's all stand. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Amen.
Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Amen.
For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so grateful for your mercy. Lord, we confess that there's nothing good in us, Lord, only what you've done. By your grace,
Amen.
By your mercy,
Amen.
We're so grateful for the sacrifice that you made on Calvary. Lord, we can't imagine the pain. I can't imagine the pain that went through your body as you hung there on that cross. Ours. Lord, I believe you did. And I believe you did that to pay the price for our sins. Lord, I pray that each and every one that's here today will recognize that they're a sinner, Lord, and that they need you to be their Savior. And may they look to Calvary and live. May they look to that perfect sacrifice that you were on Calvary. And may they accept in their heart, that's why I'm saved. Because he took my place.
Amen.
Lord, I believe that's the good news today.
Amen.
The good news is not only that you died for our sins, but you rose from the dead.
Amen.
And you're alive forevermore.
Amen.
And you sent your spirit back on the believers on the day of Pentecost. And you gave individuals an experience.
Hallelujah.
Of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Where your spirit, the comforter, would come and dwell in us and with us and lead us and guide us into all truth and show us things to come.
Hallelujah.
For you know the end from the beginning, Lord. Help us, O God, in this day. Heal the sick in our midst. By your stripes we were healed.
Glory. Glory.
Oh God, I can't imagine you, the Almighty God, allowing these men to tie you to the post and the lashes that went into your flesh, creating stripes on your back. By your stripes, we were healed.
Amen.
I thank you for healing us.
Yes.
I thank you for delivering us.
Yes, Lord.
I believe, Lord, you paid the price on Calvary for everything we'd ever have need of.
Thank you for your grace.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for healing. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for hearing us and meeting our every need. Bless your people today. Lord, I pray in faith, draw us closer, Lord. Draw us away from the things of the world. Help us to change our inputs to our spirit, to feed on your word, to seek your spirit, Lord. Oh, God, your spirit is so wonderful, Lord. How we want you to live in us today. Bless each and everyone that's here, Lord. May we make an appointment with you. May we set aside some time. May we say in our hearts, I'm going to seek God. I'm going to give myself plenty of time. I'm not going to be limited by the cares of this life. I'm going to find my closet somewhere. I'm going to find a place where no one knows but God. And I'm going to go there. And I'm going to seek God. Yes. And I'm going to find God because He promised it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your promises. Help us to trust in you, Lord. Help us not to fail the test of time. But no matter what we see, no matter what we observe, we believe your word is true.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that song. And He is here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is here. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He is here. You can touch Him. You'll never be the same. Amen. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless His name. Again, He is here. Listen closely. Hear Him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch Him. You will never be. One more time. You believe He's here? He is here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Listen, listen closely. Hear Him calling out your name.
He is here.
And touching you will never be. Moses was never the same after the burning bush.
Amen.
Paul was never the same after he got off his horse.
Amen.
You'll never be the same.
Amen.
Doesn't mean it'll be easy, but you'll be free.
Amen.
Your eyes will be open, and you'll know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. How about I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Aren't you glad? You know, he can set you free. If you're not free, he can set you free today. Amen. It doesn't matter what it is. I need help. I need a lot of help. So glad Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Yes, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm on my way, glad that Jesus set me free. Jesus set me free, singing glory, hallelujah. Let's sing, I'm on my way to heaven, I'm on my way to heaven. I'm shouting, glory, on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Oh, on my way to heaven, shouting victory, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Oh, I'm so glad. Jesus, singing glory, hallelujah. Satan had me bound. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Oh, Satan had me bound, Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. Hallelujah, Baba. Praise the Lord Jesus. Do you love him today?
Amen.
I got so many songs in my heart. When I rise, hallelujah, by and by.
Amen.
What's, how's that go now? What it says, we changed it from when I die. We changed it. I'll fly away.
Amen.
One glad morning.
Amen.
When this, do you believe that?
Amen. Hallelujah. Hey.
Some glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home, to my home, to a home on God's celestial shore. Oh, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison, oh, like a bird from prison bars have flown. I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away, oh, glory. I'll fly away. When I rise, hallelujah. Just a few more, just a few more weary days, and then I'll fly away to a land where joys will never end. I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away, oh glory. remember, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen. Glory.
Not that the depression of this world is not your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Stanley to dismiss us. Can you do that, Brother Stanley? Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer today. Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God, for the sacrifice.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where we all can look back to, and Father God, we can see the man who died and rose again.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
No other religion can claim such events as God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you once again for the sacrifice of the cross.
Yes,
Lord. Father, we thank you for that Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
To guide and protect us, O God, showing us things to come.
Yes, Lord.
As Father God, you know the end.
Amen.
We want to serve a God who can be with us.
Yes, Lord.
Who can protect us, O God. Yes. And a God who can show us things to come.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, there's a time for everything. We believe right this moment you're gathering the people for thy name's sake.
Yes,
gathering
Lord.
Gathering the people, Father God, to bear your name.
You're
gathering the people for the bride of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We thank you, O God, for having heard your calling out
at
the same time.
Amen.
We magnify your name, O God.
Yes.
May you continue to be with us, Father God. May you continue to reveal yourself on the
earth.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
To give us your word. Yes, Lord, that will encourage us to move forward, Father God. Deeper in the knowledge of God.
Yes. Amen.
God, for the vessel that you use this morning,
yes.
Brother John, may you continue to watch over him.
Help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord Jesus.
Blessing on your people.
Yes.
You bless your name, God, for those who are not here. And those that are the listening of my voice of God, we believe that you will bless them. You will continue to watch over
us.
Thank you, God, for the leaders. Oh, Father God, we believe that there was something that was saved.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In the faith of God.
Glory.
We bring everything into thy hand, oh God. We ask all these blessings, not because we're good, but it's in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ we do pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Number 30, Amber, number 30. As we go today,
Amen.
I want you to press on.
Hallelujah.
Just keep pressing.
Amen.
There's something good just ahead. You believe that?
Amen.
Just keep pressing. I'm pressing
Glory.
On
Glory.
The upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm pressing on. The upward way I'm gaining every day still praying, praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my